Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Okay, here we are. Let's see how where this goes. This is the Growing in Grace podcast. Growingingrace.org. What are you laughing at?
Well, right before we recorded, I said, let's get started and see where it goes. And he stole my line here on the show.
That's what we do. We copy one another. I think there's a verse maybe about that. I don't know. I made it up, but I know a lot
now,
of people.
A more mature Christian would have just ignored it, but I want people to know that's my line.
Well, that takes me back to...
I want to be credited for this act of righteousness.
Man, several things come to mind. Yeah, it's okay. We'll credit you. It's all about you, Mike Kapler. But back in radio, you and I met in radio, and you were a well-polished, professionally trained, well, for a few months anyway, DJ. And I had never... been in front of a mic at all in my life and had very little training, and I really didn't know what to do. We've talked about this in the past, that it was just how I ended up in radio and how it was really such a God thing, because it's nothing that I would have ever imagined myself doing. But so in those early days, I would listen to you during your shift and others, but mostly you, and I would actually copy or somewhat repeat a lot of the things that you said, and that was my way of kind of in my early days growing, because I had no clue what I was doing, and I was on at a different time of the day, and maybe different people were listening. But it also reminds me of something something else completely unrelated, but somewhat unrelated anyway, that I remember hearing somebody preach one time, like, the topic was talking about how do you, be a better husband, how do you be a better Christian, all that stuff, and he used the phrase, fake it till you make it, just copy what, you just do whatever you think you're supposed to do, and then eventually you'll get it, and I'm thinking, that's not how it works, man.
Wow.
That's not how it works. It's like, just fake the Christian life, and then eventually you'll catch on to it. And I'm thinking that was just some very bad advice.
Fake it till you make it. Well, there's probably quite a bit of that going on out there, right?
I think
what we're trying to get free from.
Yeah. Because if you have to fake it, then that's just like fake what, for one thing? It's like you had the Galatians, those foolish Galatians, they had come to Christ by the Spirit, by simply believing. And then they were told by some Jewish people who believed that they also had to keep the law, that they should, be following at least parts of the law, if not the whole thing. And I don't know how they went about trying to do that, but there had to be some faking going on, because nobody can do it, for one thing. And so you're left with what that was, the Galatians, and what the idea of faking it till you make it. It's just walking by the flesh. You might be doing good things or attempting to do good things, but it's a fleshly effort. And really has nothing to do with walking in the Spirit, walking by the Spirit of God, and our life in Christ that we have, in which we have freedom. And it's not about us trying to attempt to do a whole bunch of good things until we eventually get it right. That's just not what it's all about at all. It's not what it's about at all. And I think many people are stuck in that. Like you're saying, a lot of people are going about their Christian life that way.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I can remember before crossing the bridge of pure grace, there was a lot of years that I was just trying to work my tail off. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to do everything and anything I possibly could to strengthen my position with God, and you know, just get in sync with him, however you want to try to coin or phrase it. Sharing Jesus with people, that was a big thing, because I felt like it was an obligation. I mean, I wanted to do it, and I wanted people to come to know Jesus and all that, but I felt like if there were just some things, if I wasn't doing them, even reading the Bible, then I just felt like I was, you know, playing. It was like playing chutes and ladders, Joel.
Yeah,
you yeah. and I should get together sometime and just have a good old fashioned game of not poker or any of that stuff, just chutes and ladders. But there were times where I felt like I was going up and on top of the world, and then all of a sudden, you know, you go some days without reading the Bible or leading somebody to Jesus or going to church or whatever the action was, you sort of felt like you were sliding down the chute, you know, and you didn't really want to find out just how far down that chute went. So you'd kind of try and struggle your way back up again. Grace changed all of that. And there's just so many things we've talked about here on the podcast that over the last 20 years that they completely goes against the vast majority of what most people are hearing in their church building every week. And that happened to me. It happened to you, to many who are out there listening. And we were just amazed at this message of the gospel that we talk about every week, and how it differs from many of the things that we had heard throughout our lifetime. It's fascinating to me, and I still run into it from time to time, and we've experienced it here on the podcast, where we begin to see something differently than maybe what we used to see. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I know there are some people out there, especially if you're in the ministry, it's difficult to have a change of mind about something, because especially if you've been talking about it since your grace days, right? It's one thing, Joel, to come from legalism and to change into grace, but if you've been in grace teaching a certain thing, whatever that is, and then all of a sudden you begin to see that differently, a lot of people out there have a hard time. They'll just double down. Mm-hmm. They'll double down and say, "Well, no, this is what it really means. What I've been saying is right. You're seeing things. Well, you're going way off the path here." And I don't have to get into specific topics and what we're talking about. Some of you probably already have some ideas on what we're talking about, but it's just one of those things, Joel, where I think so often it's difficult for people to have a change of mind, whether it was from legalistic stuff or even things that we've been talking about since our grace days. God is forever going to be teaching us, and it may not always jive with what we thought. There's just so much to learn and grow in, and we all have such a tremendous amount of ignorance because eternal things are very vast, and we have such a limited knowledge.
Yeah, that's the thing. When we kind of think, it's easy to get to a place where you kind of think you know it all. You know that you don't know it all, but you've, like you say, you've maybe had a past in which you thought a certain way, and then you had a radical transformation in your thinking, and so now everything from that point on, it is hard to change your thinking when it comes to that, because like, for example, within a lot of grace believers, there are a lot of common thoughts, a lot of common thinking about certain things. And so if you have been part of that thinking, I used the word groupthink in a post, in a comment the other day, where basically people think the same way. You've got maybe a leader who thinks a certain way, and then everybody just kind of gravitates toward that way of thinking. And when you're caught in that, it's hard, because you've got one thing, you got peer pressure, and you've got also the fearless leader who believes a certain way and teaches a certain way. And so everybody is in line with that. We were talking about, you know, discipleship and followers a few weeks ago, and when people are in that mindset, it's hard for them to change that mindset when so many people around them are thinking the same way. And then if somebody presents a different point of view, we all used to think a certain way, and now we think this way, and that's the right way. And so it's hard. Anyway, we are being mm-hmm. general here, but I know that a lot of our listeners will know what we're talking about. But even in a general sense, it's just true that a human being can tend to get set in their ways and not find within themselves the capacity to think a different way, even when presented with some really good information that opposes what they've thought. And they just need to repent of that.
Joel, I was just going to say, how about if we could get people to change their mind about repentance?
Hey, yes. Well, isn't what that word really means? Repentance? Repent?
Well, it's one of those things that we hear a lot about in church circles, maybe legalistic and the grace community to some extent, but especially from where we used to be, this repentance thing, repent, repenting, repentance. What does it mean? Because it's a big deal, and people throw the word around and they use phrases kind of flippantly, without really stopping to think about what it is that they're saying. So, you know, I constantly see things on social media where somebody will actually make a pretty decent grace post about the gospel. And if it sounds a little controversial, you automatically, boy, that will draw the flies. And they'll, you know, you put some honey out there and you draw the flies. The legalistic flies, and they're on there commenting about the Bible is clear. We need to repent. Talks about repentance, and we need to, you know, and so start talking about all the things we need to do again. Slip sliding away down the chute of legalism instead of climbing the ladder of grace. And so, what does it mean? What does repentance mean? What does it mean to repent? And most people have it in the back of their minds, at least, that means you stop sinning and you start living differently. And that's always good advice to, you know, change your ways, change your behavior, change the way you do things. Sometimes that can be very profitable for you and for those around you. But is that really what repentance means? And I think that we'll talk about that for the rest of this program. And maybe some that are coming up in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, we'll do that. And it's interesting because you have, and this is not to throw anybody under the bus, because there have been some really good teachers and preachers. Billy Graham is just well known as preaching a message through which many, many people came to Christ. And that's a really good thing. But the thing about
he's a modern day hero in my mind. I mean, I see things now that I would say or look at differently than some of the ways that I heard Billy do it over the years. But as a young person growing up, I just gravitated towards him. He had that special something you can't really define, right? I mean, right. It was just there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was magnificent. We went to see him. I remember in Minneapolis one year, and the thing about his message was that we probably wouldn't see the same way, is that in order to come to Christ, in order to be saved, he would use that word repent. You must repent and believe. You must repent and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so not just him, but many people, what they would mean by that is you have to turn from your sin. I think I even heard him use that word too, turn from your sin and believe in Christ. And
that's a lot of groupthink there.
A lot of it. sadly, I think that has twisted the minds of a lot of people. even as they really did come to true faith in Jesus Christ and were saved for sure, you know. But then you carry that line of thinking that you have to turn from your sin in order to be saved. And really, like you said, you know, turning from sinful actions, that is a good thing. It's always a good thing. It's whether you're a believer or not, but even as a believer, you've become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you desire to live as the person that God has made you to be, the new creation that you are. And if there's something that is in opposition to that, yeah, you want to turn from that. But that has nothing to do with you being saved. It has nothing at all to do with you being saved. Repent and believe, turn from your sins and believe is not the gospel. That's the problem with that type of thinking. When Jesus said, repent and believe the good news, that word repent, and we'll talk more about this next week as well, but there's repent and repentance. One is a noun, one is a verb. They both, the noun version and the verb version of the same word, but it doesn't have anything to do with, in and of itself, sinful behavior. It has nothing to do with that. The words have to do with changing your thinking, to think differently about something, to reconsider. And so what Jesus was telling those Jews who were pursuing righteousness by the law, repent, reconsider, change your mind, change your thinking about this, and believe the good news. He wasn't telling them, because they were already pursuing righteousness. They were trying to be right by keeping the law, by good works, by doing what was good, by doing what was right. And their repentance that was needed was to change their thinking about that and instead believe the gospel, the good news, which is righteousness by faith, by God's grace through faith apart from works. And so that's really what repent and repentance is when it comes to that. So we'll talk some more about this. I don't know if you have anything else to add or you want to move on.
Well, let me just follow up real quick on what you just said, because it's an important point. Jesus, when he said that, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the gospel in Mark 1. He was talking to who? Jewish people under the Mosaic law. Guess what they were trying to do? They were trying to secure their eternity, if you will, by the things that they did through the works of the law. And Jesus is telling them to repent. These were people who were trying to live right. They were trying to do it right in a way that most of us today could not understand with that heavy and burdensome law. And so when Jesus comes along and says, have a change of mind and believe the gospel, what is it that you think he's trying to tell them? So there's something to leave you with. And as Joel said, we'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, right here on the Growing in Grace podcast.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.